later on, but there's Judy and I have go further back than youth ministry, much further back.
Am I supposed to tell him?
There are many people who ask me if Judy and Bob are married, so you'll find out later.
Marta, I've been talking about Marta.
My name is Marta. Look, do you mind if I keep this here? I don't have pants on. No, I just want to... Shut up. Yeah, you're like, no, you have pants on. It's a birth defect. These are my legs. It's awkward. Don't judge me. I actually do want to tell you about a problem I have. Okay. You guys, we told you to turn off your phones, right? Probably like one of you did. I didn't turn off mine. I have a Crackberry. If you try to touch it, I'll kill you. I love this thing. I have dropped my phone in the toilet 4 times in the past year. I take it everywhere. Everywhere. It's so much fun. Like, it's so much fun. Are you trying to take my Crackberry? Okay, good. Sorry about that. Has anyone ever dropped a phone in a toilet? My brothers and sisters. It's embarrassing. Because if you have insurance, you get a free phone for like, I don't know, like $20 or $50, whatever. But you got to call the insurance company first. And they say, how'd you damage your phone? And you got a choice to make. I'm like, oh, I dropped it? Where did you drop it? In some water? Okay, and what kind of water? I was taking some orphans to the beach. And this one little girl, she doesn't have any nose or ears or feet. And I was like, come on, let's go in the water. And this big seagull came. And I had to either drop the phone or the orphan. So I dropped her. But then she like grabbed my phone and I dropped it in the toilet. It's embarrassing. So it's really embarrassing if you're talking to me and you hear just boom. And then nothing. Do you have friends that talk to you while they're going, and then you hear a flush, and you're like, oh! Is that what you, oh! Gross! Please don't do that! Duh. Am I sharing too much? Oh, well. So this is my Crackberry, and I have a problem. Thank you. Do you guys watch that show, Intervention? Have you ever seen that show? Isn't that funny? It's not supposed to be funny, but you could be having the worst day. Worst day. You could be like, oh, it's a bad day. You turn on that show and you're like, I'm normal. This person's eating her own hair. I'm okay. That's a good episode. Have you seen that one? No, it's fine. I'm just going to put you right here, Crackberry, right here. This is actually my second one I got in 3 months. Right there. Okay, thank you. I'm just going to put it right there. Nope, I can't see it. Right there. I like you guys. You guys, y'all had food, and y'all saw the seagulls going, and those seagulls, those are good. It's good eating right there. Shut up. How many people here? Because we're Catholic, right? Most of you, unless there's a confused Lutheran that's like, I'm not supposed to be here. I don't know what's happening. Do you ever go to daily mass? Is that something you like to do? When you're older and you're a comedian, you'll do that. I go to this place by my house. It's an abbey, Benedictine Abbey. Me and the monks hang out, and it's me and like the cast from Golden Girls there, because it's just me and the Golden Girls who don't work during the day and can go to mass. So I have my pew that I like. You guys all have your pew at mass that you go to every time, because God knows where you are right there. He's like, okay, where's Judy? Uh-oh, who's that lady? So I go to the abbey and I go to 11 o'clock mass, and I go to get in my pew. And this grandma is in my business. She's in my spot. And I try to be nice. I'm like, move! But that was like my inside voice in my head. On the outside, I'm like, yeah. So I scoot in and I go past her. And because I'm, you know, I don't want to throw it down right in mass. But mass hadn't technically started yet. So I could have, you know, threw a beat down. But I didn't. Anyway, so I just give her the smile. And she gives, you know, courtesy like, oh, hey, Sandra Bullock. I'm like, yeah. Back off. That's right. So we go through mass, and comes time for communion. And she does this. She gives me one of these. She looks at me, and then she looks at her purse. And then she looks at me again. She picks up her purse, and she brings it with her to communion. She profiled me. Like I'm gonna mug her, right? Like on the way up, got your purse. So what? Do I look like, well, don't answer that, but. So to prove a point, when she was praying, I took $5 out of her wallet. Oh, are you judging me? I put it back in the collection basket. And then I went to confession to my favorite confessor. At my parish, we have a large Vietnamese population. So my confessor is Father Peter, who speaks no English. And strangely enough, I speak no Vietnamese, so it works out good. You're not supposed to do that, by the way. Oh, well. That's the effort. It's scary. Confession's a scary thing, kind of like Halloween, when you're little, because they go, okay, now you're going to go in the box and tell the guy all the bad things you did, okay? Like, yeah, it's okay. You put your mask on. Because it's scary, right? The first time, and I'm in line, you know, I did it fourth grade, I think, was our first reconciliation. And you're in line, and you're like going over the sins in your head. You're like, okay. And then what happens to me, I usually get stage fright. And while I'm in line, I'm like, I have never done anything wrong. Wait, what are you gonna do? What did you do? What did you do? And you start punching people just to have something, you know? So I would make up things when I get there. And turns out that's a sin. So I'd have to get back in line. My favorite time to go to confession is we have it during Lent and in Advent. We have, I call them confession paloozas. It's like when your pastor calls up all of his priest friends. He's like, what up, dude? Yeah, come over Wednesday night. We're going to have a barbecue. Watch the game. Okay. Bring your stole. And then they show up. They're like, oh. So you have like 50 priests, right? And I love that night because I go to Father Stranger Priest that I've never seen before. Because I understand that priests are in persona Christi. They're Christ's representatives on earth, right? They're not judging me. But sometimes you get in and you're like, you remember that, oh, sometimes you come over for dinner. You're friends with my mom. I am not telling you that. So this is why I go to Stranger Priest. I like that. The thing to do in a situation like that, when I have low self-esteem, I know I heard you guys don't have one of these, and I'm so sorry, but I go to a place called Walmart. I love Walmart. First of all, you walk in, and there's an old grandpa man there that is so happy to see you, he could be part golden retriever. He's like, welcome to Walmart. I'm like, okay, I don't think a hug is part of the deal, but all right. His name is Bob, usually. I don't know why. And Bob is like happy. He's just so happy about Walmart. He is happier than anything I have ever been happy about, ever. He's just like, hi. So I like going there, and I also love going to a buffet in my neck of the woods called Costco. That's some good eating right there. And it's cheap. And if you don't fill up on the buffet, you get a hot dog and a Coke for $1.25. A lot of first dates there. A lot. If the guy springs for a churro, I'm in. I'm like, all right, second date. I love the sample ladies at Costco because you have to be over 90 to work there. You have to look good in a hairnet. I love them. They're sitting there like making their, this lasagna you put in the oven at 425. Little girl, ask your mother's permission. You put this in the oven, and this is on aisle 5, and then you put, little girl, where's your mother? And you're 5'9". And people who want the samples could care less what aisle they are on, because no one buys it. Like, you could pretend, you're like, what aisle is this on? Oh, okay. Yeah, uh-huh. I'm very good at behind the back grabs. Like, I'll be walking, and be like, And also, like, if this is a sample lady and you're with your cart, you have to, like, you can't look desperate for the sample because that's just sad. But everyone's kind of like, it's like a shark's, like, just circling. And then the minute she puts it out, they're like, back off, back off, back off. Ask your mother. Where's your mother? There's nuts in this. Back off. And that's the day, too, when I pretend to have, I'm like, oh, could I get one for my husband? He's over there. We have 8 kids, too. Could I just get those for them? Where are they? They're not here. Don't judge me, lady. You work at Costco. I am sweating. What's going on? What? Does that ever happen to you? No? Ooh, I am hot. So I babysit. No, I don't. I really, really, really like Costco. Because you see, like, just real true life there. You know the industrial size cans of things they sell? I saw this man. He had, like, a 50-pound thing, like a drum of chili in one hand. And in the other hand, he had, like, 86 rolls of toilet paper. And just a smile on his face. Like, this is my weekend. What are you going to do? See, I think the Walmart greeters and the Costco sample ladies, like, we should do, like, a love connection, eHarmony, Match.com thing for them. Gladys and Bob together at last. That'd be awesome. I like you guys a lot. A lot. I want to tell you, Bob knows about it. Where's Bob? He's eating Butterfingers back there. I have a new boyfriend, and he's different. He's different than other boyfriends because he's real. People can actually see him. Yeah. Because, ladies, you know it's hard to have a fake boyfriend, right? At first, it's like a good idea. But then the stories are so awesome, you're like, oh, my gosh, my boyfriend's supposed to be here. That's weird. He's, oh, wait, what's today? He's in space this week. What, you thought I said he was a doctor? He's a doctor in space. He's a space doctor. It's like the hardest kind of doctor to be. I'll just eat his dessert. You're like, oh, no, he's real. Bob's seen him before. He's a pharmacist at a prison, so he's like a drug dealer to the drug dealers. He's like, he's awesome. It's a real thing. I'm so excited to play with my BlackBerry later. No one's called you guys. Usually, and no one ever calls me. It's usually my mom going, how are you doing? Because she's from Fargo. You know, look, I'll tell you right now, me and Bob, we're not married. He's my cousin, ew. Ew. There he is. He's my cousin. I was talking about cousins marrying cousins, not that you're ew. You're a catch. Marta's happy to have you. Cousins. Don't we look exactly alike? Really? The notes. I was thinking more of our six-pack abs we have. It's fine. So Bob's my cousin. I recently got some new roommates. I'm very excited about them. You may call them my parents, but I moved back home with mom and dad. You guys live with your parents, but you're under 20, so it's okay. It's weird for me, you know? It's weird, because even Jesus moved out at 30. It's fun living with them, because some things are cool, because, like, my mom will cook, and sometimes she'll do my laundry. But sometimes it's bad, like packing for my trip here, I accidentally grabbed some of my mom's underwear. Fellas, you know how it is. No, I knew they were my mom's, though, because they didn't stop here when I put them on. They kept going and going and going up to my neck, kind of like a unitard kind of thing. So I wore it to the gym. Like three other ladies had the same outfit on. I'm like, Gladys, don't you have to be at Costco by now? That's fun. My parents, it's fun living with them. We have a new cool LCD. We didn't get, like, the flat screen. We got the LCD. It can also be a monitor. It's trashy, but it's cool. And we have the TiVo thing. The boop, 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 boop. Do you have that? You never have to watch commercials. You just go, mm-mm, no commercials. Mm-mm. Boop, 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 boop. The worst is when you're watching live TV and you think it's TiVo'd and you go to fast forward and you're like, no! No commercial! I don't have to watch you! Go away! Ugh. So TiVo was good if you know how to use it, and it's bad if, I guess, you're my parents, because they don't know how to use it. They barely know how to turn the TV on, because there's four remotes, and they're like, eh. Jude! They'll call me. So I get calls. I'll be about to go on stage, and my mom will be like, hey, Jude, it's mom. I'm like, oh, thanks for clarifying that. And she'll say, hey, how does the TV work in general? Well, there's a little man that works in the TV, and he's relatives to the man that lives in the freezer that turns on the light when you open up the... She's like, no, we want to watch one of our crime shows. My parents watch so many crime drama TV shows like Forensic Stuff, NCIS, IF92, Effer, SVU. They know too much. Like one of them's going to end up murdered one day. Case in point, we were watching the news, and somebody got shot down in San Diego, and the body got dumped. And my dad was like, there's no way to kill a man. Like, what? He's like, well, yeah, no wonder the guy got caught. That's a rookie mistake. I know how to dump a body, not get found. Hey, Mom, we're going to take out some insurance on you. Okay. That's fun. Good times. And they do, are your parents internet savvy at all? Or as my mom calls it, the interweb? My mom, recently we got my mom a Facebook. Yeah. Jude, someone poked me. What does that mean? I'm like, I don't know. Just don't ever say that to me again. She's so cute. She calls it, she goes, will you help me check my faceplate? Or she calls it my face. She's so sad. So do you know, you get those emails that on your whatever account and it says someone has sent you a message or someone wrote on your wall. So my poor mom for the last month has been replying to noreply@facebook.com. It's so sad. So she finally came to me. She's like, no one writes back to me on the my face. And I looked, and it's because she was replying to a robot. So I went back in, and I replied to everyone. So it's like double the work for me. And the other thing she did the other day, she brought me her phone, and she said, "Why, Judy, what does this mean? It says, hi, Mom, I love you, love, Judy. Now, why would Verizon send that to me? Like, well, Mom, I'm just going to go lay down for a minute. I don't know. She's fun when we drive. I love driving places with my mom because she's the most Christian nice lady ever, you know. She's so holy. But when we get to, like, you know, at corners, do you have them up here when people hold signs or, like, they want to wash your windows and you're like, it's raining, go away. So my mom wants to be Christian to these people, but she also doesn't want to get killed. So we'll be at a stop sign, and there'll be somebody there. And she's like, oh, sweet Jesus. Look. Don't look! Oh, sweet Jesus. Okay. And she does this thing. I call it her stealth door locking. She takes her elbow, and she's like, hi, I'm not judging you right now. And she takes her elbow and boom. She locks the doors, like in a stealth mode. And she's like, okay, we are safe in this car. No one is going to kill us. And I like to point out, Mom, we're driving in a convertible with the top down. He could still come over the side. And I like to point out, Mom, what if that was Jesus? Like, what if he was testing you? Because that's totally how he works. And she thinks about it, and she goes, well, Jesus is just going to have to stab somebody else today because he's not stabbing me. Yeah. She doesn't even talk like that. It's much worse. It's good. So we're so blessed we get to have Mass in a while. And do you guys still hold hands during the Our Father up here? You do? Okay, in my diocese, it's like cooties. We don't do that anymore. It's for some reason. And I love holding hands during the Our Father because, first of all, when you're little and your brother or sister are with you, it's the one time during Mass that you could just hurt them. So you're holding your hand, and like if your mom's over here, you're angel, right? You're like, I love Jesus. And over here, you're like, die. Die. So, but your mom sees, hell. So you're over here, and you're squeezing, and your little brother's over here squeezing just as hard, and he forgets that grandma's over here, so subconsciously he's squeezing, and your grandma's like, ah! Like, toughen up, Grandma. We're all going to heaven. The best part about the Our Father, okay, other than that, is after the Our Father is when the deacon gets his big line at Mass. Do you guys have deacons? They have two lines, right? right before, after the Our Father, he gets to say, turn now and give each other a sign of peace. And you know he practices all week, right? He's like, honey, honey, I work something out. I'm doing a spin move now. Turn now, give each other a sign of peace. She's like, don't do that. But anyway, he has this one line. He went to deacon school for like 800 years, and he gets one line. Have you ever seen his face when Father Showboat like steps on his line? So it's time, and he's like, you can see deacon. He's like, here it comes. You trained for this, buddy. Here it comes. And then Father, turn now. And the deacon's face is like, what? So, okay, so it's the big line. And the part about holding hands during the Our Father is this, that if you have one over here and one over here and you like equally, what you do is you squeeze the hand of the one that you really like. And that means, okay, I'm going to totally turn to you because of peacetime. Now that we don't hold hands, I'm like, where do I go? Because you don't want to insult, you know. Usually I'm in between my mom and dad. Shut up. And I'm using peripheral vision. Kind of like any movement my mom is, like, moving, I'm like, and if she's just fixing her hair, I go, crap it. I go over here to dad. My dad already turned, and I go back. Mom's already gone, and I'm stuck in the middle like a loser. You ever do that? Then you have to pretend that you see someone across church. You're like, hey! Hey! And the loser in front of you turns around, and you're like, no, loser. Nobody shook your hand. Back off. And then you never know if you're like, when you see someone and you know them, but you're like, are we at that place where we hug or do we shake hands? And you go to hug, and they're like, no. Ew. Or you do that, hey, or high five, or that one person that's funny, he's like, peace on you. Okay. Okay. You're like, what are you talking about? Yeah. So that's always a really good time. Not really. I'm so sad and lonely. I like you guys. And I wanted you to know that I do children's parties. I don't. Do you guys want to go to Costco after this? What if we just all showed up and like all gathered around one sample lady? Just blew her mind. Gladys, we heard your lasagna's awesome. You're great. Do you know I have a degree from a real university? Stay in school, because that math you're learning, it really comes in handy. It doesn't. I have a 9th grade math level. That's why one person's like, I know, I gave you 50 cents for a CD, and you thought it was a shiny gold penny. Anyway, I want to tell you guys that Bob gets to talk to you about serious stuff, and I have to tell you jokes, which is totally not fair. But I just want to tell you that it's so cool that all of you are here, and that maybe some of you were forced here, and that you have a collar on that will zap you if you try to leave, but you're still here. And I'm just, it makes my heart feel good when I look out and I see that you're, you know, just maybe a year younger than me, and but you're being exposed to the truth. And I was looking at some of you, and even at lunchtime, you know, it's just hard to be your age because it's all about the look, and it's all about, you know, are you cool? Are you not? What can you offer? And Jesus is so opposite of that. Jesus is never going to be like, dance, monkey. What can you do for me? You know the one thing, like, maybe we were talking about today, what's the one thing that maybe you have to work on and that you can give to Jesus today? And that one thing is probably like, it might be really hurtful. And it's that one thing that you're not going to tell. You're not going to go up to somebody you're meeting for the first time and be like, hey, I'm Judy. I have an emotional past. How are you? It's like, hey, I'm Judy. I sniff glue. You're not going to go up and whatever it is, you know? Because we all have hurts and we all have crosses. And the cool thing is that Jesus doesn't love you for the grades you get. He doesn't love you for the talks you give. He doesn't love you, you know, for all the baskets you dunk, whatever. He loves you for that thing you're struggling with, and he's asking for it. And no other relationship, as long as you're alive, is someone going to be like, I love you because you're dumb, or I love you because you're weak, or I love you because you don't have it all together. You never have to play games with Christ, ever. And it's so countercultural. It's so like just, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense because it's God, and he doesn't have to make sense. He kind of made the rules. He made the hippo. You ever see a hippo? I can't make a peanut butter sandwich, but he made the hippo. So I just encourage you guys, whenever you come up, because you're going to come up to stuff and you're going to be like, I can't be as good as Judy, and that's true. But don't get discouraged. Think of the hippo, and then think of me, and be like, oh, it's all going to be okay. Hey, will you guys give a warm welcome back to my favorite cousin in the room, Bob? Bob, come up here. You can go down like this. Bob, what if I was down here the whole time? That's a fake one.
Give it up, Judy McDonald, cousin Jude. Judy McDonald. My mom is her dad's sister. Does that make sense? Did you explain it? I don't know if she did. So we're here at the end of the day. I'm like, Jude, thank you very much for really